Now, next up, do you sleep in the buff? If so, apparently you're in luck. According to a study by US experts, those who sleep nude are healthier because it burns calories and gives us a better night's sleep. What's more, those who sleep naked have happier love lives and a lower risk of diabetes. How on earth could this be true? Well, I don't think we're going to tell you. Andrew McVeigh and the comedian Alan Short is with us this morning. Alan's just dropped off. Andrew McVeigh with us. Morning to you, Andrea.
Excuse me, Alan's dropped off. That's a bit alarming.
Falling asleep listening to me. Well, do you buy this?
No, I absolutely don't. I think getting into your jammies is one of the best pleasures in life, really. The other night, I got home, raining, absolutely freezing, had a bath, got into my gym jams for 9 o'clock and went downstairs and was watching TV before going to bed. It was absolutely one of the best pleasures in life. Also, you know, people talk about duvet days and getting up and spending all morning in their pajamas before, like, a day before you have anything to do. What happens then if you get up nude? What do you then put on? Pajamas or something to lounge around in? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I love being snuggly and warm in bed, and I think that's one of the pleasures. I don't see that you can burn up that many calories. I mean, for goodness sake. And, you know, Stephen, before we go any further in this conversation, please tell me you don't sleep in the nude.
I cannot. I cannot.
That's the image people do not want.
I cannot wear clothes in bed. What? Like, I really, really can't. I'll tell you the other thing. I find it very difficult. Obviously, if I'm on my own in the house, I like taking my clothes off my house too.
Stop it. What is wrong with you?
Sure, honestly. Sure. The radio team are giving me a hard time. I have a gym in the house, and I was on the rowing machine in the nude. But in all seriousness, I can't think of anything worse than sleeping in bed with clothes on. It's not normal. It's not natural.
I think it is. I think it's a thing for human beings to want to cover themselves up for comfort and security. Even at the height of summer, I love you.
Utter nonsense.
Over me. I just love it. And you know what? I love shopping, so I love shopping for pyjamas. And in summer, I love shopping for nighties. And all this about, oh, you have better sex life in the nude, I think it means, you know, you're seeing everything all the time and that gets really boring. I think if you're wearing something pretty and going to bed, there's something nice and attractive in that if you then have to take it off.
I'm looking at all this research into...
You're nude all the time.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued as to how it's supposed to help you burn calories if you sleep in the nude. What utter kick.
But well, I think that's ridiculous. Well, I'm probably you'd burn like a third of a calorie or something.
I'm reading some of the research here and it says there's an increasing focus on brown fat, a type of tissue in the body that may protect against weight gain. While ordinary body fat piles on when we eat more calories than we burn, brown fat seems to burn excess calories to generate heat. What has this got to do? Where is any of this about sleeping in the nude?
But you see, the thing is, you just like it. They're trying to dress it up as though, you know, you'll lose calories, which is ridiculous, and you'll be healthier and you'll have a better love life. But really, it's just, you just like you just like being nude, Stephen, to be honest. I mean, walking around your house, going to the gym.
Now, can I emphasise, I do not walk around the house during the day or at tea time or anything like it in the buff. What I am saying is, at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, if I'm sitting in the living room and I'm about to go to bed, yes, it's quite nice to take your clothes off and then walk up to bed. But the thought of actually getting into bed and putting other clothes on, it's barmy. It's bizarre.
Not only that, I think it depends. Also, I used to live in a flat which was absolutely freezing. We were living in like Victorian conditions. We had like one sort of economy 7 heater for the entire flat, and it wasn't in the bedroom. I once wore 5 layers in bed. I wore socks and a vest
Insane.
And a t-shirt and a jumper because it was so cold. Now, I wouldn't recommend that. But I think it's lovely getting a lovely fleecy pyjama bottom. Sure, like at onesies, people love just lounging around in onesies. It's, you know, it's just comforting. At this time of year, you need something warm and comforting, Stephen. I'm going to buy you a onesie for Christmas and you have to wear it. And you have to be photographed wearing it.
Peter's in Banbridge. Morning, Peter.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes, Peter.
I'm not going to get into the debate with you, but you're giving out too much information.
What do you mean?
Certainly is.
We are nobody interested in your habit in the house.
All right, Peter. Thank you. Anthony, morning, Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Well, Stephen, I bought everyone pyjamas for Christmas. As for your friend there saying she bought you a onesie, I got a onesie bought for me last Christmas, and believe you me, I only tried it on the once.
Enough of this.
I go starker stew.
Enough of this. Andrea, thank you very much. Good morning.